This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Pulse on BFM 89.9 is a new one from Jordan Rakai and Bruises. Right, our first story of this evening is how AI is taking over A&R.
It's been reported by music business worldwide that Spotify are using a new technology that can predict who is the next big artist that's currently unknown to most, but is most likely to be a breaking artist in the near future. This is based on a new US patent that has been granted to Spotify in what they call a system and method for breaking artist prediction in a media content environment.
Yeah, so the job for finding the next big up-and-coming star is usually the responsibility of an artist and relations team, an A&R, which typically involves listening to hours and hours of music and attending live shows almost every day, hoping to find that diamond in the rough. And then over time, it has gone to digital. People now go online for their A&R work. But with a brand new track being uploaded on Spotify every second, it seems to be quite a daunting task that requires a little bit of luck. Well, Spotify's A&R tech plans to change that all.
That's right. Spotify's new tech will make A&R jobs redundant, well, almost redundant, by using algorithms to determine a few early adopters in the system from their user base. The system would be able to predict new artists that have a high probability of breaking based on the listening habits of those early adopters. So in a nutshell, the algorithms learns and identifies early adopters among users to determine which new breaking artists they have been playing and replaying.
Machines are taking over the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Basically, in a nutshell, the users are doing all the work for Spotify, and this is quite similar to their Discover Weekly function that pulls data from similar playlists from other users based on songs that you've interacted with. So although recently granted, this patent was originally filed in 2016, and it's hardly new at all, a UK-based A&R scouting platform called Instrumental has been using data to determine who the next big stars are months or even years before they go viral and break into the scene. With their technology, the company managed to identify Lil Nas X months before he smashed records. The company also identified the song Dance Monkey as the next hot track 2 months before officially released as a single.
And they achieved this by employing a similar method with Spotify in using data and algorithms to observe about 30,000 influential Spotify playlists and watch hundreds of YouTube music accounts with high engagement to aid its discovery algorithms. Finding the next big viral star is no small feat at all, and the phrase appeared out of nowhere as a common one, right, when it's used to describe meteoric and sudden rise of viral acts. But in most cases, those acts were already bubbling, but the A&R team probably wasn't looking in the right direction.
So why is this such an important piece of tech for the industry, or in this case, Spotify? Well, having this data could give companies an obvious advantage in being the first to sign or partner up with an artist for recording deals. By constantly associating themselves with fresh new artists, Spotify wants to position themselves as the go-to platform for discovering the next big viral act. This is all still very new for the streaming giant, as the patent has just been granted early this month, but it definitely won't be too far-fetched for Spotify to start their own label and capitalize on the data that they have.
So should we be worried for all the A&R jobs out there? Will computers rob humans of their jobs like we have all feared? To get to the bottom of that and to find out more regarding this, we spoke to Matt Armitage, our resident tech guru here on The Pulse. Hey Matt, thank you so much for speaking with us. First up, should A&R reps be worried about their jobs?
I think in terms of music discovery, the industry's been moving in this direction for quite a while already. There are a number of companies, I think, Instrumental, there's Medling, Musio, that all use kind of technology-based approaches. Some use algorithms, some use performance metrics to track whether an artist is likely to break through to a larger audience. So I don't think what Spotify is doing in this instance is necessarily new. What it has the potential to do is actually bypass those record labels as that source of talent, because of course now Spotify can do it all within its own platform.
So some have called this the first step in Spotify's rumored efforts to start a record label. Would this new patent put them in an advantageous position?
Spotify's share of the market gives it an enormous advantage over all the other rivals in the streaming music space already. We've seen a lot of artists already taking an algorithmic approach to actually creating their music. So there are various services, there are courses, and of course there are off-the-shelf packages you can buy that will help you to create music that is more likely to be picked up within the algorithms of these services. I mean, that's something we've seen coming from the artists themselves over the past couple of years. Now, whether Spotify wants to become the label, well, obviously, this comes down to money. Spotify wants to limit the amount of money that it pays out to artists. If it's paying out to, it's also under a lot of pressure to pay artists more money. Now, one way to do that is to bypass the record labels and pay directly to the artists. So you may actually be paying out a smaller amount of money overall, but giving that artist a lot more, benefiting the end artist.
Matt Armitage, our resident tech guru, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Yeah, as of now, AI-related algorithms such as the one that Spotify has are merely tools that can assist the final decision-making process. It's still not perfect, as there are many different factors, right, that could affect the data and whatnot. For one, the artist needs a few songs on Spotify for this algorithm to work. So not all up-and-coming singers would, you know, feel the need to upload their demos or whatnot on Spotify. So sometimes it's tough to beat the whole classic story, right, of accidentally stumbling upon the next big star, you know, on the side of the road, busking.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think? We're asking you on the program, will machines take over our A&R jobs? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Coming up in the program and on The Pulse, we're going to be speaking to Brandon D. Cruz, who is set to perform his maiden concert this Saturday. But first up, here's the new one from Jack White and Q-Tip off a track called Quest Fame. New one from them called Heidi Ho, right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.